With SRN News, I'm Rich Thomason. Instead of being where he would like to be, out on the campaign trail, former President Trump is once again stuck in a New York City courtroom. He is there this morning for opening statements at his criminal trial.
These are all Biden trials. This is done as election interference. Everybody knows it. I'm here instead of being able to be in Pennsylvania and Georgia and lots of other places campaigning.
Mr. Trump facing 34 felony counts for falsifying business records. At the heart of the case is a routine non-disclosure agreement, with Mr. Trump's attorneys arguing that no crime was committed in what amounts to a business records case. They contend those records accurately outline payments to one of the former president's lawyers as legal retainer fees. A high-ranking Israeli military officer has stepped down 6 months after the horrific Hamas terror attack that set off the war in Gaza.
The military says the head of Israel's intelligence directorate, Ahiron Haliva, has resigned over the failures surrounding Hamas's October 7 attack, becoming the first senior figure to step down over his role in the deadliest assault in Israel's history. The resignation sets the stage for more fallout from Israel's top security brass. In his resignation letter, Haliva writes, "The intelligence directorate under my command did not live up to the task we were entrusted with. I carry that black day with me ever since, day after day, night after night. I will carry the pain with me forever." I'm Charles de Ledesma.
Also at SRNnews.com, on this first day of Passover, no end in sight to the anti-Israel protests at New York's Columbia University. A rabbi based at the school advises Jewish students to go home and stay there for their own safety. And today, anti-Israel protesters have been on the campus of Yale University in New Haven, Connecticut. Wall Street this morning, the Dow is up 92 points, NASDAQ ahead 36. This is SRN News. United Methodists are gathering in North Carolina.
The denomination's long-delayed general conference begins Tuesday in Charlotte and will run through May 3rd. The featured event is expected to be a formalization of the ongoing split in the UMC over gay marriage and homosexual ordination. Thousands of conservative congregations have been abandoning the denomination in recent years, opting for other affiliations and cutting the UMC's membership by roughly 25%. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
With anti-Semitism on the rise around the world, the Swiss Parliament has approved a measure that would ban the use or display of Nazi and racist symbols that could foment extremist hate or violence in the country. That proposal goes beyond a simple ban on Nazi memorabilia, which had failed in the past in Parliament, and now it includes other forms of extremist symbols as well that could be displayed in Switzerland. This is SRN News. Marijuana sales are now legal for one tribe in North Carolina.
Medical pot can now be purchased with the Eastern Band of Cherokee Indians opening its dispensary on tribal land. The tribe decriminalized possession of small amounts of marijuana on the tribal lands and formed a...
Terry Anderson, the globe-trotting AP correspondent who became...
Medical marijuana system to grow cannabis and sell it. Marijuana use, though, remains illegal in the rest of the tribe, is allowed the adult recreational use of pot. Jason Walker reporting.
Terry Anderson, the AP correspondent who became one of America's longest-held hostages, has died. His death yesterday at his home in Greenwood Lake, New York, was confirmed by his daughter. Terry Anderson was 76 years old. More details at srnnews.com.